The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. We've got Brian Sussman for just this segment, and then he's got to run. I greatly appreciate him coming up on air and doing the research and the studying that needs to be done to uncovering the lies about the greatest, and you hit it right on the head. It's transfer of wealth. They didn't think that they did quite enough through the banks, so let's go out there and get every bit of money that we can. And after all, the whole overall exercise is for your safety. Well, I don't even have time to get in any other issues with you today, although I would like to, but quickly, is it going to be global warming, or are we going to head into another ice age? And is this why we're seeing the different fluctuations and different weather patterns taking place now?
Excellent question, John. And here's the deal. We know there was at least one other ice age. We know that. I mean, everyone's in agreement there was at least one other one. That was about 10,000 years ago. Since then, we have obviously been warming. Since then, glaciers have been melting. Since then, sea level is rising. But it's important to note that in the last 160 years, since the end of the Little Ice Age, which coincided with the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, temperature really hasn't warmed very much. I mean, it's only warmed 7-tenths of a degree Celsius. That's a little more than a degree Fahrenheit. And most of that warming occurred before 1940. So those are the facts. The other fact is, because of something known as the Milankovitch cycles, and I talk about this, I try to make it really easy to understand in the book ClimateGate. You know, the Earth rotates around the sun in an ellipse. We just happen to be in the perfect spot right now where we're the right distance from the sun, and everything's going to work out just fine for now. But you know, over the next bunch of hundreds and thousands of years, we're going to pull farther away from the sun, and we will go into another honest-to-God ice age again. So there's no getting around that. But in the short term, what's really happening here? Well, if this North Atlantic Oscillation continues, that's what's giving us this crazy cold weather right now all around the planet, that could lock in for a couple of decades, just like it did between 1955 and 1979. And if we have a couple big volcanoes, that could also reduce some solar radiation coming into the planet's atmosphere. So there are a number of different factors, but just based upon history as we see it, John, there have been times where the temperature has been warmer. There have been times, sometimes lasting hundreds of years, where it's been much colder. And I think that's what we can expect. Great variability, having nothing to do with mankind and the burning of fossil fuels.
Well, and if it is the case that we are heading into another ice age, mini ice age, whatever the case may be, I mean, I always remind people, Brian, that you take a look at the Great Lakes, the largest body of fresh water on planet Earth, that was actually caused by a glacier. Yeah. It just absolutely scrubbed it, dug big holes, and water filled it. Look, we're about out of time here. I just want to remind people that if you go to debatemealgore.com, that will take you to the site, theclimategatebook.com. Don't have to worry about that one. Just go debatemealgore.com. That'll take you to that site. His book, ClimateGate, by Brian Sussman, is available from Amazon.com. Like I said, don't try to go to Borders to get it. They probably have the doors locked by now. Brian, I'm going to have you back. There's a lot more to talk about on this subject.
And John will do it. I appreciate it, good man. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. All right, folks. We'll be going on a break here in just a couple of seconds, and I want to get back to the issue here. I'll be a son of a pup. And I trust Bob Chapman on this one. He has his contacts in China, and he has his contacts within the U.S. government. I'm going to tell you what he had to say here. And then tomorrow we've got Lindsey Williams coming on board. He's got some bombshell information that's being discussed, and we'll bring it to the listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network tomorrow. So strap in, hang on, we got about another 55 minutes to go.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Trying to get a either hold of Jane Lesko or Vicki Davis. Do you have Vicki Davis's number in there? Get a hold of Vicki Davis and see if she can get a hold of Jane Lesko. Somebody had sent me an email here. As soon as my computer cooperates, here we go. He said, "I just heard you open your show with a story about the United States of America's tender to China, a written agreement which grants to the People's Republic of China an option to exercise eminent domain within the USA. This seems to be word-for-word repeat of the story launched by Hal Turner and others back in 2009. Well, I don't know about Hal Turner, because he was a federal informant. But this has been independently verified by Bob Chapman. And I'm going to read you the news release again, okay? Just so there's no confusing of who did what and said what on what date. Let me get back to my original sheets here. Here it is. And this comes from Bob Chapman, publisher of the International Forecaster. Bombshell 2 confirm unimaginable betrayal. U.S. gives China imminent domain over us. This pertinent section below of the International Forecaster, it's dated for It was dated yesterday, February 23rd, confirms a USA tender to China, a written agreement granting an option to exercise eminent domain within the U.S. as collateral for China's continued purchase of U.S. Treasury notes and existing U.S. currency reserves. Put simply, the Fed has now actually mortgaged the physical land and property of all citizens and businesses in the United States. They've given to a foreign power their constitutional power to take all our property as actual collateral for continued Chinese funding of U.S. deficit spending and continued, excuse me, Mr. Bordop, don't give me the number. No. Oh, well, call it. Okay. I don't need the number in here. People don't want to sit here and listen to me dialing a phone. At any rate, this is an unimaginable betrayal of every man, woman, and child in the U.S., an outrage worthy of violent overthrow, as Bob writes. Now, let me remind you of something. Years ago, when I would talk about the debt that China was holding, and you remember me saying this, because I went something like this, I'll paraphrase myself. I said, what happens when the U.S. dollar really goes south? What happens when the United States starts defaulting? What are the Chinese going to do? Come and knock on Uncle Sammy's door and going, hey, you know, we'd kind of like to have some assurance here that we're going to be paid the money that was borrowed, and, you know, where's the surety? What's the government going to do at that point? The reason why they showed up at Uncle Sammy's door in the first place would be they're a little bit nervous about all the money that they've got out to Uncle Sam. What are they going to do? Give them more paper? Give them more treasuries? What did I say? The only thing left, and the one thing that God is not making any more of, and that's Earth. It's the property. Now, we saw this pop up through the EB-5 program. Where is she? Tell her who we are. Are you speaking to a child? Okay, you got her on your phone? Good. We called the same number. One person's saying she's not available, and we got her on the other line. How's that? Do you have her? Hold on a second, folks. All right. We had her, and somebody just hung up on her. All right. We'll get her on the air. At any rate, so the sources at the United States Embassy in Beijing, China, have just confirmed to me that the United States of America has tendered to China a written agreement which grants to the People's Republic of China an option to exercise eminent domain within the USA as collateral for China's continued purchase of U.S. Treasury notes and existing U.S. currency reserves. The written agreement was brought to Beijing by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and was formalized and agreed to during her recent trip to China. Now, this means that in the event of the U.S. government defaults on its financial obligations to China, the Communist government of China would be permitted to physically take inside the USA, land, buildings, factories, perhaps even entire cities to satisfy the financial obligations of the U.S. government. Put simply, the feds have now actually mortgaged the physical land and property of all citizens and businesses in the United States. They have given to a foreign power their constitutional power to take all of our property as actual collateral for that continued Chinese funding of U.S. deficit spending and continued carrying of U.S. national debt. Now, this is an unimaginable betrayal of every man, woman, and child in the USA. Bob says that I'm endeavoring to obtain images or copies of the actual document, but in the interim, several different sources, both in the U.S. and in China, have confirmed this to be true. Do you have Jane? Jane Lesko.
Hello.
Hi, Jane. I don't know if you got the latest word here.
Yeah, somebody sent me that, and I didn't have a way to verify it, but I'm hearing now that you're saying that it has been verified.
It has. And the gentleman that did it, Bob Chapman, international forecaster, he's old school intelligence, counterintelligence, spent a few years up there in New York on Wall Street. He still has the contacts within the U.S. government, and he also has contacts in China, and even up to and including the United States Embassy in Beijing, China. So this has been confirmed.
What can we do?
Well, I mean, you're the one that came out with this bombshell a couple of weeks ago, and I was, Jane, I was kind of dismayed because everybody else is talking about their usual chaos and everything else, and I'm going, wait a minute here. We're not talking about an air base here by the Luftwaffe. You know, we're not talking about that. We're talking about moving Chinese, communist Chinese, into the country in 257 different locations. Now does this start to make more sense, Jane Lesko, that the governors were out there, they were taking their little trips to China or sending their little emissaries over to make sure that, space was made available to accommodate our wonderful trading partner across the ocean?
Right, and we were concerned about that Cinemont setting up to 30,000 acres south of the airport here in Boise with the runway, use of the runway. Well, now we found out that Cinemont also wants to set up a technology zone in Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and these are considered self-contained cities. And we do have a letter from our governor saying that the Chinese were wanting a foreign trade zone right there at the airport. So this is all coming out now. It's not being hidden anymore. You probably are aware that the Mandarin Chinese language is being taught nationwide now. It's either funded by the U.S. Department of Defense or the U.S. Department of Education grants, or actually the communist government is sending money to the school districts to teach Mandarin Chinese to the children and also bringing in their teachers from China to teach it.
There's something afoot. This is not an accident. I'm looking at a story from a couple of weeks ago out of the English newspapers, and the headline on the story, Jane, is Barack Obama tests bond markets with mega deficits. Now, prior to 2007, the government needed approximately $3 billion a day to operate. Now, this was above and beyond all the other revenuing they were doing. It didn't matter if it was through gas taxes, didn't matter if it was through the IRS, didn't matter how the government took it in. They had to, prior to 2007, borrow $3 billion a day just to fund the government. And that's when I start asking the question about the communist Chinese. If they're not sure about our money, they're not sure about our economy, they're not sure whether the United States government can honor its debts to the Chinese, that the only thing that we really have left that the Chinese may be interested in is real estate. Now, what a perfect storm it is because, well, we've had a crash in the housing market. The residential market is on its ear. A story came out yesterday, late yesterday and today. New housing starts are down almost 12% in this country. You know, that's news to me. What a perfect storm this is in a time where they're claiming that they need all the money that they can get because, well, they just can't agree on what to cut out of the budget in Washington, D.C., Jane. Well, we might have to take extraordinary measures here, well, to take care of our trading partners and to take care of our continuing debt in this country. We've got to do something. They're going to be ceding this. We're going to break here in just 1 second. We're going to be ceding this over for economic viability to the Red Chinese, now going to be operating inside the United States. We'll be right back with Jane Lesko.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Well, I just learned something very disturbing, Jane, during the break. All those CDs that we duplicated and sent out to you, they've been lost.
Oh, I kind of wondered if that was going to happen because of the emails that were sent around and the phone calls, because our phone's being monitored now.
Well, I'll tell you, wait till UPS gets my bill for it. My labor. It's going to be billed out at $99 an hour.
Good.
Oh, man. It just never quits. Let's take some calls here. Leo in Massachusetts. Hello, Leo.
Yeah, I wanted to get on when the other gentleman was on.
Okay. All right.
But, no, but I'm serious. The thing is, the whole reason they're switching over to the other light bulbs. Hello?
Yeah.
Is because they need all that tungsten for the gold-plated tungsten bars.
Yeah, that could be a reason.
And I figured out another campaign we need to start, one that Al Gore won't like. We'll say, cut the CO2 emissions. Help Al Gore choke the trees.
Thanks, Leo. Appreciate it. No other callers they dropped? No. Okay. All right. We had callers, and obviously it was on the previous hour. Okay. Jane, how are we going to stop this?
Well, we when you got governors that are have bought into this, I mean, just I was looking at the governor of Oregon, and he went over to China to invite the Chinese to come there, and they've actually have a resolution in the state of Oregon to teach Chinese to the children, and they can't find enough Chinese teachers to teach Mandarin, so they're going to put the kids online and have the teachers in China teach them Mandarin. I mean, these guys have sold us out.
Well, and over the protest of just about everybody in this country, now, you know the trade deals have gone down here. And back in 92, this was under the Clinton regime, but it was actually formulated under George Bush, Sr. Jane, we've been sold out for so many years. I cannot... We were told that NAFTA, that happened under actually through the signing of this, was through the Clinton administration. But NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, the politicians, Republicans, were telling us, don't worry, this is going to mean jobs for the U.S. This is going to lift Mexico out of the lethargy it's been in for a number of years. Everybody's going to benefit by these trade agreements. And the consensus at the time, Jane, going over to our Congress critters, was 9-1 against. That meant that 90% of the emails, the phone calls, the faxes, every available telegram, every available communication going over to our Congress critters in Washington, D.C., was telling these people, no, do not do this. They haven't stopped. They have not listened to the American people. They can do whatever treaty they want, but if it supersedes the Constitution or threatens the United States sovereignty, it is automatically null and void.
I think that you would probably get most of the people in this country that think that we don't owe a penny to China for all that they've stole from us, and I think it's true. We do not owe China nothing. And for our government to look at the assets in this country as a way to pay them back, I mean, this is pretty scary.
By the way, your friend Dorothy? Jane?
Yeah.
Tell her that they tried to deliver on the 14th at 12:31 p.m.
Okay.
The box is at the post office, so she'll get down there and pick it up.
Okay.
It is there.
Okay.
Nuts. I wanted to bill UPS about 490 hours at $99 an hour.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a major deal, and what is really disturbing to me, Jane, is that there is no clear-cut mechanism of which we can go in and stop this.
Well, I heard about... Did you hear about the one of the military, top military in China had made a statement before his military in 2005 about how that China was going to die out if they didn't have a mass colonization outside of their country. And they were looking at Australia. It was on a website I was reading, a news website. Australia, Canada, and North America, or excuse me, and the United States. And that's where they're moving right now. They're all up in Canada, too. They're in Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver. And I'm talking about the wealthy, wealthy Chinese that have moved up there. And, I mean, their government is also trying to buy out all the natural resources they can worldwide. And they're really hitting hard on getting the natural resources in the United States.
By the way, I tried to call the Department of State in Washington, D.C. I contacted their press office. Nobody would come to the phone.
Oh, you won't get any response. We're not even getting our governor to really... we got a letter from him, and it's making... He sounds like all this is for the Chinese to come in Idaho is just... nothing but foreign investments to help our economy. I mean, he doesn't even want to deal with the reality of this.
Well, and the free trade agreement that we made them a favored nation status. China is going to be our new buds and pals. The politicians actually told us that the rice pickers out there, we were going to inject capitalism into their society and it would go from the ground up and change the communist government. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I'm getting hammered with emails telling me that, this is a rumor. The State Department says there's no factual basis to the internet rumor that went viral over the weekend claiming Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was willing to pledge American homes to China as collateral for Beijing buying U.S. debt. I didn't say American homes. I said property and whatever sits on it. Folks, come on. It's a buyer's market out there. Housing is going to continue to drop. They came out with that nice little note of happiness last week on the financial shows that, well, we haven't reached the bottom yet of the housing market. Yeah, no kidding. And there are really no real life out there in the home building industry as well. That's because the banks themselves are not making lines of credit available to the regular consumer out there to do anything. So I'm gonna trust Bob Chapman on this deal. When he says he confirmed this through his sources, he's got sources I can't even get close to. So I will leave it stand as is. Jane, I appreciate you coming on the program today. You up for a call or two here?
Yeah.
Okay, great. By the way, a caller called in off air says, as far as I can figure it out, it's illegal for the federal government to own land other than their own military installations. they can't sell or give away, I guess in this case, something that they don't own. I thought that as well. They owned the military bases, and that was about it. But they've been managing our land for quite some time. David in Arizona. Hello, David.
Yeah, hi, John. How are you doing today?
Hi.
Say, I listened to you yesterday, and once again, you showed you're too nice. You'd give the newbies a butter knife and tell them to go get a firearm. I wouldn't even give them that. But anyway, listening to the program today and thinking about China having eminent domain, and I kind of foresee them taking farmland to feed their own people and just letting Americans starve.
Well, that could be the case.
Well, China's going to have a shortage of rice this year. They're having crop failures, and I was just reading something about China. They're going to be really hard hit for food this year.
All right, David, is that it, sir?
Yeah, that's about all I've got to comment on. That's what I look forward to them doing.
All right.
Hopefully I'm wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody's got to get it in their head. We don't have any more money. There's no more lines of credit, except to the government, but they're too busy spending money that they don't have and borrowing against future generations' ability to earn. Well, yeah, do we have any ability to earn? During the Bush administration, 8 million jobs jumped out of this country. During the Clinton administration, same thing started to happen. We've deindustrialized this country, turned it into a service sector, and now we look at our gross national product as to how much credit we can float out there. Boy, what a hell of a way to run a country. David, I thank you for your call, sir. A friend of yours and mine, Carol in Carol Asher in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, John and Jane. Yeah, thank you. The more I think about what's happening to our nation, the more I'm focusing, or wish we could all focus, on 50 people among the 300 and buku million Americans. We are held hostage, when you think of it, by 50 governors. Think of it. We can't do very much at the UN level. We can't do very much at the DC level. But the power rests in the hands of the people in each state. I think if every one of your listeners, even those who are devotees of RBN, if only this segment of the population would make a mission of hammering their governor's offices. I mean, right here in Idaho, it's sickening, the treason that has gone on from our state house here at the office of the governor. That's my suggestion. I just wanted to pass that on, because these governors, they've joined these conference of governors, and they're being taught globalism, and they're getting perks upon perks for kowtowing to the UN world plan.
And Carol,
that's what I wanted to share.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Carol. Jane, this has to be done at state level. We have got to get coalitions of people together.
Yeah.
To start hammering the governors. Start going after the state legislatures. I mean, this is why the country was set up the way it was. The federal government was never meant to have the power that they have now. And it even stated that what wasn't spelled out was the business of the states. Okay, that's us. We the people, that's us. It's broken down to state, and then from state, it's broken down to county. So we would have a better chance of at least controlling what was going on in our immediate backyard. But everybody's gone to sleep. Everybody is concentrating on all the buffoonery and all the chaos that Washington, D.C. just keeps cranking out on a regular basis. But the answer to this problem is sitting right underneath, literally, our own feet. Now, Jane, you're connected to a political organization.
Yeah, and I've heard now, I just talked to somebody that was involved at the state level in Texas about this, that we're going to see if Eagle Forum will take this on, because this, the National Eagle Forum, because they haven't done anything with this. And it's time that they do. It's time that we all stand up and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We, you know, our governor is also involved with bringing the Singapore Air Force and also the Saudi Arabia Air Force into Mountain Home, our Air Force base in southern Idaho, for their training. And a lot of people didn't know about this. And they're sure not asking us if we mind. And they're going to be flying right over us.
Let's go.
This is too much, you know. It's just hard to believe what's happening to us.
Roger in Indiana. Hello, Roger.
Hi, John. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
I have a comment and a question. The comment is, it sounds like what China's doing is kind of like a different kind of a Trojan horse. I mean, with what they're doing, you know, kind of getting in the United States and things like that, and like you're talking to Australia and all those different areas. What would you think of that?
Well, for military action?
Well, that would be the question would be is that, you know, I'll call it World War III, even though I think it's something else. Do you think that America will be right alongside with China when this happens?
Well, I mean, why blow something up if you can buy it on the cheap?
Right.
You know, that was the argument against nuclear weapons. That's why they came up with a nuclear-type weapon. Remember, Jimmy Carter was touting that one, and that up and disappeared. The neutron bomb, it didn't scorch the earth. It just radiated. It just radiated, and you could reoccupy in a short amount of time. I don't see any reason why China would have to come over here and do anything of a military nature. They may get a little owly if they're shorted on their promises or any treaties or trade deals that have been set up that involves them being on U.S. soil. I personally wish the Chinese people all the success in the world, and I'm not talking about the Chinese government, I'm talking about its people. If they're satisfied with their government, fine. But keep you, yourself, and your families, and your personnel home. You're not needed here. You've just about taken everything out of this country worth taking, except for one thing. We couldn't ship the property over to them. They have enough of that already. They're looking for an economic advantage. They now have it.
And they're also trying to tie into our electric transmission, our grid in the United States. They're already tied up into Canada. So there is something major going on here.
Well, and I'll go back. Hold on a second here, Roger. I'll go back to George Bush back in 1992 by executive order. This wasn't run through Congress. This is not a law by Congress. An executive order was signed by George Bush that stated that there's going to be a privatization initiative. And this has been quietly sitting on the shelf for all of these years. There are no accidents in government, folks. There's a lot of pre-planning that goes into this. Why in 1992, when the economy was still fairly good, yeah, we had massive debt, but we didn't have any bubbles at the time, I believe, that were popping. Well, maybe except the dot-com, and they just moved on to the housing bubble. But things were relatively stable and relatively safe. Why would an executive order be written by the president to privatize and allow stuff that's already been paid for, infrastructure, railroads, bridges, water treatment plants, sewage plants, all of that? Why would that be put up for sale or the ability to sell it to anybody? Doesn't specify in this executive order this is only to be sold or transacted among states or just Americans. No, this was an open-ended approval here to sell off the infrastructure of the United States in black and white.
I was kind of referring more to a world, you know, a world war, in a sense. I mean, I see in countries, I mean, it could be grouping together. I mean, it's like consolidating the, or breaking down the states into 10 regions kind of thing or whatever. But, I mean, for nine countries, you know, I mean, I'm just wondering if this is a tie for the United States, a tie with China, and China with the United States to be together, that could be deployed besides really just selling America, you know, with Chinese you know, buying our debts. I mean, I'm just wondering if we're uniting in that sense. Mm-hmm. Besides them just pretty much taking over like a Trojan horse, let's say.
Yeah. Well, 15 years ago, it was the grand plan that the Chinese were going to come up through Mexico and split the United States in half by marching up through the plains of America. And that was kind of a rehash of, what was that
Civil
movie?
War.
No, the movie was...
Dawn?
Patrick's,
Red Dawn?
Yes, Red Dawn, yeah. There you go. Only it was supplanted with the Chinese. I don't know. If I was a Chinaman, I wouldn't want to come over here and cause any commotion. Because we have the largest standing army on the face of the planet. And so, and I'm talking about the hunters out there. People that are...
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, people that are very good with high-power weapons.
And the old grandmas.
And the old
grandmas. Yeah.
Yeah, Jane, yesterday, I swear, I was coming into the studio, and I was kind of in a hurry, and I had a lady in an S10 truck. There was four lanes... pulled right in front of me, and I hit the brights and blew the horn and went around her, and we got stopped at a light, and I opened a door. She was a few cars behind me. I opened up the door, and I looked behind. There's little old grandma in her little pinafore dress, and she's flipping me off, man. And I did a double take, and I just started laughing. I laughed all the way to the office. You know, here's a little Satan. She looked like my grandmother, for gosh sake. There she is, giving me the bird. And she was doing it emphatically, too. At any rate. Hey, Raj, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don. Don, are you there?
Yeah, I am now. Okay. Yeah, I got a little bit of conjecture for you. You know, is it possible that, first off, that we went to Iraq and Afghanistan to, you know, basically loot them of their mineral rights and give that to China to pay off, you know, what we owe them. And to do that, we had to have 9/11, and we had the 9/11, and we shipped all of our steel quickly off to China, and that gives them the chip in the game that they can always say, hey, you know, we still have, you know, this metal, you know, it's blackmail, basically saying that this stuff has been burnt with thermite. And, you know, it all goes around in a big old circle, but, you know, it's, you know, who really is benefiting from 9/11?
Well, it'd be a way to do it. I mean, how many countries are we occupying now in the Middle East? Iraq, Afghanistan, who else?
Anybody that might have oil.
Yeah. So that would be some type of surety. That would make more sense because we don't need to be dealing with anybody else on the face of this planet, whether it be Brazil or Venezuela or Saudi Arabia or Yemen or anybody over there for oil. We've got all the oil we need here. It had had to do more with foreign policy or the declaring of wars for no, as we discovered, no damn good reason at all.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and you know, we pounded this story enough. I think we were successful in backing them off of this, beating the war drums about going after Iran. After the world found out, and most of the people here in this country found out that us going into Iraq for no damn good reason at all, except on the words of people like Donald Rumsfeld. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, there had to be a reason for going over there and securing something. For deals maybe later with China or whomever? Who knows? I don't run in those circles, Don.
It's certainly a possibility because, I mean, you know, I mean, and we also have to audit the Fed, too, because we got to find out if, you know, how much of the trillions were changed into foreign currencies and then, mm-hmm. you know, and all this other stuff, and then that went to China, you know.
Yeah.
We need to find out how much money China got out of this bailout stuff.
Well, you know, auditing the Fed, you know, at this point in time, that would satiate a lot of people's curiosity. I don't know if a lot of people would like to hear exactly what the Federal Reserve has done to this country, but I will say this. Forget auditing them. Just get rid of them. They're illegal and they're unconstitutional according to our law. That's good enough for me.
No doubt about it. Hey, good evening, people.
Okay, thanks. Let's just get rid of these damn people. Let's go to Don in Wisconsin on 3. Hello, Don. Don, are you there? Is that a hang-up? Okay. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark. Lark's... Okay, what do I have left here? Art in Maryland. Hello, Art.
Oh, hi, John.
Hello.
Hey, this is sort of off topic, but not really. To the best of my knowledge, you're the only one that's been talking about that, and that is a network of radio stations across this country that are broadcasting real news, real information, so that people can hear what's going on instead of what Fox News can put on their drawing board the night before. And I think we need to get real serious about that.
That is first and foremost in my mind. That is what is occupying my time. And I know that it's not a small feat. It's going to take a few miracles to pull it off. But once it is done, we will have the rapt attention of millions of Americans. The time for this is now. I'm not interested in building a TV studio for myself so I can do pretty online pictures with a nice set. No, we got to do the radio. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, we're back. Art, anything else, sir?
Yeah, just one last quick comment. Is if they ever create or find a reason to pull the internet from us, and we don't have a chain of radio stations out there, the best network out there is going to be gone, and I hope we don't see that.
Well, when this network goes dark, and we didn't want it to, I would suggest one thing. You people, get your rifles out of your closet and clean them up. Make sure they're functioning. Thanks for your call, Art. Don in Wisconsin. Hello, Don. Go ahead. Go ahead, Don. Don, are you there?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. I had a question. You know, it just seems like we're coming right down the ladder of responsibility where first, you know, years ago they used to say, you know, you could write to the president and complain.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that didn't prove any good. And then it was to the congressmen and the senators and just right down the ladder of power until now we're down at the level of the governors. And the governors are just as damn corrupt as all the rest of them. So I don't know if we got any good people that we can call on anymore.
Well, and imagine the effect on the governors if the people start showing up at their state houses. If we start circulating petitions to politically get what we want through the legislatures and through that governor's office, if he doesn't play ball, there's a good many states that you can start petition recall for your governor. I mean, sitting here and, you know, going down that laundry list, as you just pointed out, and then not doing anything of any concrete value at state level. I'm not ready to write that off yet.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Okay, Don. I'm just saying, you know, everybody's sitting around lamenting all of what's happening to them, and they're not organizing to do what needs to be done at their own states. I mean, folks, there's a lot of good things that happen at state level.
Yeah.
There's a lot of concerned people that have gone after the state legislatures and said, look, they gathered their information, they garnered their forces, they showed up. And the good thing about this is once people perceive that there's action being taken and it's strong and it's positive action, just not a political action, they will join you. But there's nothing out there for people to cling on to. They're like flotsam floating around on the ocean someplace. It's amazing. Appreciate your call, Don. Lester in Ohio. We only have a couple minutes left, Lester.
Yeah, you know, the guy was talking about the radios. You know, we've got all these meetups out here. What about an amateur FM radio meetups?
Well, that's a possibility. There's a lot of people.
Well, you might be able to draw people in to understanding what's going on out here if you get the Patriots to go along with it. You know, I've tried it, but I got somebody knocking at my door. So, yeah, nobody wants to take and really do it. I got a bad back, and I got an a tower, but I can't put it up because, you know.
Well, where are you at in Ohio?
I'm a little north of Bowling Green.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We've got an FM guy that's selling the kits, and his.
Well, yeah, I know all about that.
Okay.
I'm saying is to take and spread the word, and I mean, you know, if I had help to take and put up one. That ain't much, but if you started spreading, you know, like We Are Change or something like that, if you got amateur FM,
yeah. What are they? Yeah, we're out of time here. What are they going to do if 100,000 radio stations popped up overnight? I got your point, Jane Lesko. Short notice. Thanks for coming up today.
Uh-huh.
And
we'll
continue to monitor the situation and tell your friend there to get down to the post office and get those before they ship them back to us.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jane Lesko, of the Eagle Forum out there in Idaho. Thank you for being here today, folks.
Gold.